Following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, June 12, 1977. It's Music Time in Africa. Well, hello there, friends. I'm Sue Moran. Welcome back to our weekly music show featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For our program, we have recordings from our Voice of America Music Library and from the personal collection of music man Leo Sarkisian, our musicologist in residence. It's Music Time in Africa. Our music today comes from one of the old known countries in the world, Ethiopia. Ethiopia's long and uninterrupted history dates back to about 1000 BC and still retains its rich cultural traditions, especially in the music and dances of the many ethnic groups in the country. The earliest traditions of religious dances go back to Old Testament times. During church services or at religious festivals, specially trained priests perform sacred dances to the accompaniment of the drum and sistra. Almost every festive occasion, like birth, marriage, harvest, or a patriotic celebration, is an occasion for dancing and singing. Traditional musical instruments are still being used in their original form. The begana, the Ethiopian lyre, is the most important and dignified of the stringed instruments. A delightful old-world instrument, it resembles the lyre of the Greeks and the Romans, and is believed to be exactly like the legendary harp of David. It has 8 to 12 strings that are plucked with the fingers. The body is usually shaped like a section cut out of a pyramid, or occasionally it may be bowl-shaped, covered with skin or parchment stretched over its open front. Two other important stringed instruments used by Ethiopian musicians are the masenko and the krar. The masenko, a violin type of instrument, is the only bowed musical instrument in Ethiopia. It has a diamond-shaped wooden body covered with skin or parchment, and a single string made of several strands of horsehair. The bow is arc-shaped and strung with thickly stranded horsehair. The player of the masenko is found everywhere. There is hardly a village where he is not to be seen, and his usual role is to accompany a song in solo or chorus. The other important instrument is the krar, a 6-stringed lyre also plucked with the fingers, or a plectrum. The body is like a shallow bowl hollowed out of wood, or merely a tin box. On the front it is covered with skin stretched by a wire, and a second piece of skin covers the underside and also stretched with a piece of wire. Out of the box or body, 2 arms of the instrument protrude at an angle away from each other. A crossbar at the top joins the 2 arms, forming a triangle. The strings are attached to the crossbar and stretched over a bridge on the skin of the bowl. Both the masenko and the krar, as well as the begana, are accompanied by flutes and drums in this selection based on old folk tunes played during wedding ceremonies. The song titled My Wedding Day describes the bride's feelings as she leaves her parents' home to start a new life with her husband.
Thank you.
The same group of musicians play and sing this next folk song from the Menz region of Shewa province in Ethiopia. The lead vocalist, Kabede Weldemariam, sings about a hard-working farmer who complains to his relatives about the character of his lazy wife and her failures as a housewife.
ሰዎች በሉ ደና ሰንብቱ በደና ክረሙ
Two important provinces in the northwestern part of the country are Gondar and Gojam, both with past histories of great significance. This next song pays tribute to both regions, Gondarina Gojam.
Bye.
Of the traditional wind instruments used in Ethiopia, the washint and the mbilta are the most important and the most popular. The washint is a simple flute made from a length of bamboo cane. It has usually four finger holes. The top of the instrument is cut open as a mouthpiece, forming a right angle with a thin lower edge. This sets the air column in the flute vibrating. It is entirely secular in use, generally accompanying other musical instruments, percussion or stringed, in a choral or solo, song, or a dance. It plays an important role in an orchestra of Ethiopian instruments, inasmuch as other stringed instruments are tuned to it. The mbilta is a larger, though more primitive type of washint. It has no finger holes. The mouthpiece is U-shaped and formed by the removal of a slice of bamboo for about one-third of the width of the bore of the pipe. Like the washint, the mbilta is held at a downward angle, away from the body, to the player's right. The mbiltas are played in groups of three. Each produces two tones, the fundamental and another a fourth or fifth higher. The leader of the three mbiltas produces three tones. So, in order to play one simple pentatonic tune, the three performers must have understanding, coordination, and sense of timing. I have an excellent example here of the washint flute. It's a solo in the mode ambassel, one of the four major modes in Ethiopian music. I have a recording here from the southern province of Sidamo. It's a topical song about a girl's daily activities. In the morning, as she was returning from market, she was propositioned by a passerby. But she turned up her nose and told him to be on his way. She then went home, where she fixed a fine meal for her husband and fed him till he could eat no more. Delighted with her efforts, at the end she leaps into the air in an ecstatic dance.
Ode la ode, 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 ode la ode
I've selected this delightful tune as a finale for today's program of Ethiopian music. It's a special composition, introducing Ethiopian musical instruments. The vocalist describes the instruments I've been talking about, and you can hear quite clearly the tones of each instrument, the begana and the krar, the washint and the mbilta, the masenko and the various drums. The tune is titled Musica Chin. And that does it for today, friends, the end of our program, featuring the folk songs and instruments of Ethiopia. I hope you enjoyed the recordings. And here I want to stop just for a moment to say thank you to two people from Nigeria who wrote us some very, very nice letters. To Sam Bello Waba with the Nigerian Broadcasting Station, from Maiduguri, and from Bauchi State, Khalifa Yusuf A. Abdu with the Ministry of Local Government and Social Development. Thank you both so much. Your letters were most interesting, and Leo and I really enjoyed them. And I'm Sue Moran now, and looking forward to having you join me again next week at the same time. Have a nice week until then. This has been Music Time in Africa.